broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
Don't misquote me as wanting to hurt homosexuals.
He's just a boy that's in the neighborhood that he's constantly bullying up.
Good morning. Thank you for calling DirecTV.
Misquote me as wanting to hurt homosexuals.
Are you gay?
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows.
Are you gay?
What it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. And the strong right arm of this thing is our website, philhendryshow.com. Go over and get a backstage pass. Watch this show on video. When you watch our show on a live video cast, folks, you are watching the only radio show really in history, other than back in the, you know, whenever the hell that was, when they were doing live performance. You're watching a radio show that's worth watching. So don't stand around blowing your money on porn. You only wind up getting frustrated. Go out and get a couple of laughs. Get a backstage pass here at philhendryshow.com. Lots going on tonight. We're going to be talking with Margaret Gray this evening about Courtney Cox and David Arquette's separation. Other news in our news hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Coming up here in just a moment or so. Where's our affiliate spotlight? Here it is. In just a moment or so, we're going to be talking with Larry Grover about the Brett Favre situation, which, by the way, the Jets, 29-20 victors over the Minnesota Vikings this evening at the Meadowlands in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Favre threw three touchdown passes in the ball game. In fact, became the first quarterback in NFL history to throw for 500 touchdowns in his career. But the Vikings come up on a short end. 29-20. In our affiliate spotlight tonight in Indianapolis, WXNT 1430 AM. Great station there. Buena Vista, Colorado, KVLE 102.5 FM on the Phil Hendry Network. And of course, our website again, philhendryshow.com. 877-876-PHIL. Unfortunately for Brett Favre, there were distractions before the football game, and one of them was this. Well, I don't know how to, this imbroglio having to do with the photograph that was sent either on purpose or by mistake, I don't know, to this young lady, a photograph of Favre in the altogether, at least from the waist down in the altogether. Brett Favre apparently apologized to teammates in a tearful meeting with teammates, according to Ryan Longwell, who's a longtime friend of Brett Favre's and a former teammate of his. In Green Bay, he was in tears. He was apologizing for the distraction. And he was essentially saying, you know, I am sorry. Will you please help me? I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but I'm ready to go out there and give it my best if you guys can help carry me tonight. Larry Grover joining us from Conservatives of Kern County, 877-876-PHIL. What a wild and terrible week it's been for Brett Favre, of all people.
For any football fan, it feels bad. It's a situation where you are caught, I think, between a rock and a hard place. You're wondering how it is. You're at this point in your career, and it's been a great career. And look at the numbers that he put up tonight, even though they lost the football game.
Three touchdown passes.
Right, and so you think you've got a career, but Brett Favre. I've been talking about myself so much today, Phil, because I've done about three or four of these interviews. Brett Favre got caught in a social situation that, unfortunately, a lot of men get caught in. You can say it wasn't his fault. Maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't. I mean, it's a very, very constant and bedeviling problem for men in this modern age of texting and in this modern age of communication when you meet a woman. And women have expectations. And so men, because we're like little boys, we do things to try to please women, and we wind up getting in trouble.
One of the reporters for ESPN, Michelle Tafoya, said on SportsCenter that she talked to Ryan Longwell, and he was the one that said it was a very, very emotional meeting, Brett Favre breaking down in tears. He didn't bring up this Jet employee that he is alleged to have sexually harassed, Jen Sturger. But was very emotional with his teammates.
Well, if you are caught at doing something that people are going to find fault with, and you thought that maybe you were in the right or you didn't know it was that serious, it's going to be a very shocking thing. It's going to be a very emotional thing. And when we talk about, for instance, Activity Boone, who was the employee here at the print shop.
Now, you had sent her a photograph of yourself, right?
That is correct, yes. And I'm not saying that I was, I'm not saying that I'm Brett Favre, and I'm not saying that I was right in doing it, but it's an assumption that you make as a man in this modern day and age of texting, Phil. Women are not, let me put it, they're not unused to seeing these things.
You told me before we went on the air that it is your feeling that in the modern day of communication via text, the ability to send photographs, the ability to send video in instant messages, men often send photographs of themselves naked to women.
I think it's not only common for men to do that, it's common for women to do that. This has been going on since we've had the more sophisticated ability to not only call people, obviously, via a cell phone, but to transmit other information and data. And so it becomes an automatic. You meet a woman, and you become friendly with her, and she wants to see photographs, then it gets to the point where she's going to ask you for something a little more intimate. You may ask her the same thing, and the photographs get sent. In the case of Tiffany Boone, who is one of our employees at the print shop and who I was forced to confront along with members of her family, you know...
That must have been devastating, man. You sent this girl a picture of yourself, right?
Yes.
And this was shared with her husband.
That is correct. But one of the things that I said to Dave Boone was a truism, and that's what I want to tell you tonight, and that's what I want to communicate to anybody in your audience that doesn't quite know this, and that would mostly be women. I said to him, you understand, you're a man, you meet a woman, and the next thing you know, she's asking you for a picture of it, and you're sending it. I said I had no idea that she was married, least of all to you, who was a man that I had known at another job.
So you knew him before you met her?
Absolutely, yes. I'd known him when I was in the publishing business. And so I said to him, you understand that it's a normal thing. And he got it.
Well, what you're telling me here, Larry, in our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, it's a normal thing for men to send pictures of their body parts naked to women because the women expect it.
The women expect it. I said that to him. I said, well, how many times has a woman asked you for a photograph of yourself, or you just automatically send it and they think it's cute? And he got to thinking about it. Now, this is the husband of the woman that I had sent a photograph of my private area to. So you can understand that a lot of people are thinking, I'm going to have a lot of explaining to do. And yet what I said to him, you understand that this is a pretty normal way to communicate with some women. He then recognized what the situation was, and I certainly didn't want to get her physically assaulted, but that's what later that night.
So did he turn around and beat her or otherwise?
Apparently there was some physical abuse that night after I told him.
What did you tell him?
I told him the truth that this is a norm. Women are going to want to see it. And that she wanted to see it as much as I was going to send it.
Did she request? Well,
you know, explaining this, I think what I'm telling you is what happened to Brett Favre can happen to any man. And it's just too bad that Brett Favre, acting in this very automatic fashion, sent a photograph of himself naked below the waist to a woman who was going to go public with it. And I think it bespeaks something very immoral, not about Brett Favre, but about the woman.
Well, I was going to say, if this is something that you feel women expect,
Well, Phil, before we go any further, I don't want to ask you any personal questions, but you understand that there isn't a man out there that hasn't done this. You know that, right?
I'm not going to go so far as to say there isn't a man out there.
You understand that 99% of the men that are listening to this program right now have sent a photograph of their penis by way of an instant message over the phone to some woman who's wanted to see it. Brett Favre is no different. And because some of us do it automatically, that's what gets us in trouble.
Well, it would seem to me that if you're going to send a photograph like that, you better make sure that she really does want to see it.
But it happens so much. Women so often ask for it that you assume every woman you meet wants to see your penis, if you'll pardon the expression. I'm sorry, Phil, I have to speak so graphically.
You're right. I don't want to get specific. Are you telling me every woman you meet, you just are regularly sending a photograph?
No, I'm not telling you every, but you know what I'm talking about. Men listening know what I'm talking about. Women know what I'm talking about. I'm saying it is a fairly regular occurrence when communicating between the sexes that men send a picture of it because women want to see it. What happened to Brett Favre is he got caught in an automatic, a bit of automatic behavior. The woman got it. She didn't want to see it. She shared it with the husband, or not her, this Jen Sturger. She got it. She didn't want to see it. In my case, I sent it to the young lady, this young Miss Boone. She got it. Turns out she's married. She shows it to her husband. The husband contacts me, and I have to tell him that this is a fairly automatic thing that women want.
All right, so she didn't want to see it.
Well, yes, she did.
Did this woman who was assaulted by her husband, as the result of you saying that women want to see these kinds of pictures, did she ask you?
Did she ask me what?
Did she ask you to send a picture of your private parts to her?
She did not ask. She didn't have to ask. That's my response to you. And when I told him...
Well, that guy should never have assaulted her, but you lent to that by making it seem as if she wanted to see it.
Well, Phil, please don't confuse what we're talking about. You know as well as I do, women want to see it. Yes, you're right, she didn't ask me, but I had to explain to her husband that most women do, and so that would include his wife percentage-wise in that category. Why? Now, I do not approve of him striking her as he did that night.
877-876-PHIL. Brett Favre, was he just caught in a piece of automatic behavior? Women want to see photographs of a man's blank. Men regularly send photographs of it via their cell phones. Women think it's funny. Men think it's funny. Suddenly, Brett Favre, caught in this bit of automatic behavior, sends it to a woman who doesn't want to see it. And in the case of Larry Grover, he knows from where he speaks because this happened between himself, one of his co-workers, and her husband got a hold of the picture. 877-876-PHIL. So is Brett Favre really the victim of what it is that women want when it comes to communicating via text and cell phone? 877-876-PHIL. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
No, you didn't.
Well, I do want to congratulate you on that.
Go ahead. Say that again, Larry, because we weren't on.
I am congratulating you, Phil, on your 20 years of doing one of the greatest radio shows in the world, I think. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Larry. We are talking with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. Brett Favre got caught in what you call, Larry, a normal social cycle, which is men sending pictures of their penises to women via the instant message.
I believe so, and not only do I believe so, I'm convinced so. And what's troubling me is that Favre is being castigated on a level I don't think he should. There isn't a man listening right now that hasn't done this, and the reason why men do it is because women expect them to do it. It isn't anything that a woman has to ask for. In my case, the young lady that I worked with, she didn't ask for it, but we got friendly, and you know that you better, if you expect to get any further down the road, you better send her a picture of it.
Why do you think that is? And I'm not putting myself... Again, I don't want to get into this discussion.
It's It's a normal bit of humorous interplay via the cell phone. This is the world of the cell phone and instant messaging. When her husband got a hold of that, I told him that, yes, women expect this. I have to tell you, I thought this man was going to get, you know, violent with me. When I heard that he'd got violent with her instead, I felt glad for myself, obviously, but I did feel bad for her. Obviously, that marriage is in very serious trouble.
877-876-PHIL is the number. We talked to Larry Grover about Brett Favre of the Minnesota Vikings. The photograph that he sent to that young lady was... it's not unusual for men to do that. Women expect it. Here is Jennifer in Buffalo, New York. Jennifer, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Larry Grover.
Hi, thank you very
much. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
First of all, I have a couple of points. First point is, I'm not like a feminist. I'm not like, you know, like all like radical or anything. I like doors open for me. I like chivalry. I don't think it's dead. I love it. But I'm just going to say right now, that I think Larry is a little bit making excuses for himself and his own bad behavior because, yeah, maybe Brett Favre shouldn't be publicized for doing what he did because it's ridiculous. He sent a text message. Let him have his own private text messages. But women do not expect text messages of nasty things to shoot through their freaking phone. I mean, like, when you're sitting there and you're teasing somebody, yes, we tease. We have some fun.
Right.
When
there
you're
you go.
Having fun with somebody, you don't expect them to send you something disgusting or gross or anything that maybe you would be uncomfortable with. And there's a line. Like, even if you don't think it's disgusting or gross, you might be uncomfortable with it. And as a responsible adult, you should know those lines of uncomfortability. You should be able to gauge that. And in this age of
Jennifer,
media,
before you go, Jennifer, I need to say one thing. Jennifer, I need to say one thing because you haven't yet said, no, we don't want to see a man's penis in the instant message. You're simply saying timing is everything. And you're right about that.
I'm having a little trouble hearing
you. You haven't said that it's wrong for a man to send a picture like this. You just said that you're basically saying timing is everything. So
I don't think it's necessarily abhorrently wrong. If it's your husband, it's fine. But if it's
a man that you work with, that you've gotten friendly with,
if it's a man you work with, that's wrong. Okay, yeah, it's a
what do you mean wrong?
I mean wrong. You work with
Phil, I got to ask Jennifer a question. I'd like the young lady to answer this question honestly, if you will. There's nothing I can do if you don't, but please, Jennifer.
Yeah.
I'm asking you now. How many penises have you seen on your cell phone?
All right, that's a little.
You're going to say one, and you're going to say it's you're saying one, and you're saying it's your husband, right?
I'm saying one.
Okay.
Seriously, one.
Uh huh. Yeah. Okay.
Well, what are you saying, Larry? She's not being honest.
No, she's not being honest. I don't think she.
But
the fact is,
to be honest, my point is: would you go around your office and pass around pictures of your penis? Because that's what you're doing with your cell phone.
No, I would not.
A young lady
who is friendly with me, and I'm friendly with her, and we have fun and we laugh.
If you send a picture over electronic media of your penis, you're an idiot. I'm sorry, you're an idiot.
You just told me somebody sent you one. Yeah.
What?
So,
yeah, I know, and
I thought
he was an idiot. I think he's an idiot, and I'm not dating him for a reason.
Is he your husband?
No.
He's your husband.
It was an idiotic thing for this person to do. It was stupid. And you shouldn't do it. And you know what? Responsible adults don't do it. You shouldn't
But you still keep it in a folder in your phone, right?
No. I deleted it immediately, and I said not to do it again because it's idiotic. Because that person could be out there in public. You might as well just pass around pictures of your penis to everybody on the highway.
These are the mixed messages we get, Phil, from women. But she didn't want it.
It's that women have this sense of responsibility as responsible adults. Like, we know better.
Where are we left as men? Where are we left as men? How are we going to handle this if you keep, you guys tell us you want to see it, but you don't?
I'm going to give you a compliment. I think you guys are intelligent men. Like, you're intelligent.
Yeah.
You know, you're educated men who have opinions, and they're intelligent, like, and you have
We know when a woman wants to see a picture of it.
All right, look at thank you very much, Jennifer. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking to Larry Grover of Conservatives of Kern County. Why did Brett Favre send that picture? Women expect men to send that picture sooner or later in the course of a relationship.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. You got a BSP. If you don't BSP, you ain't nowhere. I'll find something that rhymes with that. Larry Grover with us. And, Larry, you mentioned implied consent. We're talking about the Brett Favre case.
Right.
And Brett Favre caught sending a very private photograph to a woman who did not necessarily want to see it. What do you mean by implied consent?
Well, Bill, if you exchange email addresses, if you exchange cell phone numbers and information, if the young lady gave to Brett Favre her cell phone, which she indeed did do, because we know that Favre at least had left a message on it, as well as other personal information, implied consent is that she has now said to you, I am open to personal communication. Now, young women, because we have a great many young women, and fortunately we do, who were raised in good homes, don't say to a man, would you please send me a picture of your private area? Young ladies will say, here is my cell phone, and it's...
You're saying it's like a wink-wink, nudge-nudge?
Oh, it's a wink and a nudge, exactly. So, when you, for instance, in the case of this Boone, this lady, Tiffany Boone, who I had worked with, gave me that cell phone number, and I remember getting it that day and looking at her and nodding, and I gave her the high sign, at which time it wasn't very long after that that I say this with all due respect, but there was a pretty good picture of my penis sailing through the cyberspace of...
So in other words, when...
But she gave me the cell phone number, and so then they say, no, I didn't want that, and I've got explaining to do to her husband, who reacts in the violent way that he did.
This young lady was assaulted by this husband who was told by you, oh, well, all women want to see this.
Mr. Hendry, don't put the assault on me, sir.
I'm not doing that. I'm just saying that this is a very, very tragic situation this girl lives in that you were a part of by way of sending this image. Kathy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Larry Grover. Go ahead, please.
Yes.
Yes, hi.
I would like to say that I have never received a picture of anyone's penis on my cell phone. And if it was someone that I worked with, the cell phone would go directly to human resources. This is not something that women would like to see, and I'm sorry if you feel that it is.
Well, I understand that you would publicly make a claim like that, Kathy. No one is asking you to say otherwise, but you know as well as I do the unspoken communication, if you will, between men and women, particularly when it comes to the ability to communicate the way we do through cyberspace with our cell phones.
I'm sorry, but I disagree with you wholeheartedly.
You may disagree with me in public, but you know that you've received pictures, correct?
She said she hasn't.
No, I have never had
anyone, very hard to believe, whether it was someone
that I worked with or not, no one has ever sent me such a picture. And if they did, if it was someone that I worked with, it would go, as I said, directly to human resources.
Well, the overwhelming majority of people today with the... What kind of cell phone do you have? Do you have the kind of Android or smartphone that makes these very beautiful photographs? You know the ones I'm talking about, right?
Excuse me, but what does that have to do with anything?
Well, the reason why I say that is that with the new technology, the photographs you can get, I understand that you would say tasteless. Okay, let's say you're right, and let's put that on the shelf and refer to that in a moment. But the photograph you're going to get of a man's, all right, I'll say it, penis, is going to be pretty striking. And it is a temptation, I guess, to take a photograph of it with that kind of technology.
You are totally delusional.
What are you saying, man? You're saying because the technology's so good?
I'm saying because the technology, I'm delusional. Here's a lady here. You know what kills me? You know what kills me? Because you get a good picture of it. That's what I'm trying to say. Here's a woman here, because it hasn't happened to you, that it's never happened. The cyberspace, men are sending pictures of their...
You are making a generalization. Oh, you are making a generalization saying...
No, ma'am, I am not.
All women would like this particular thing to happen.
Are you telling me that you wouldn't...
A man
you were very attracted to, if he sent a picture of it through the cyberspace, would you say you'd turn him in? You got to be kidding. Of course you wouldn't.
Well, wait a minute. Wait just a second here. Wouldn't it have a lot to do with how intimate a lady was with a man?
I don't understand what you mean.
In other words, if you're going to get a picture like that sent through cyberspace, if Kathy's going to receive one or you're going to send one, don't you have to at least assume that the two people involved have been intimate with each other on some level, and it wouldn't be that much of a shock?
I'm telling you that if you give a man your cell phone number, you have given consent to have him send you a picture of... Listen to her laughing. I'm glad you like to see men thrown into jail cells.
Well, all right, Kathy, I appreciate your phone call.
You don't know the law, lady.
I appreciate your phone call very much, ma'am. 877-876-PHIL. And so implied consent, as far as you're concerned, Larry, means what?
What it means is, first of all, I'd like to say something about the lady that I just spoke with. That woman was, I can't even begin with her. I don't think she was honest. She also sounded as if, and I hate to say this, she'd been in an automobile accident.
Why?
Because she was speaking very slowly and haltingly, and I'm not sure she understood completely what I was saying. I didn't want to bring it up when I had her on the phone with me. That was...
Hold on for a minute. Well, the lady that I just had on the phone...
The lady just... She was talking in a way...
In what way?
You heard how she talked. She was saying like that, and it sounded to me as if there'd been some brain damage. And if that's the case, Phil, forgive me, Kathy, if I'd done that up front, I would not have engaged you the way I did. I commend you on coming back from, it sounds to me like there might have been some kind of a metal object or something that went through brain tissue.
And okay, I don't know. I'm not willing to make these.
Neither am I, Phil.
I don't want to make these diagnoses. What are you telling me, therefore, with implied consent?
Implied consent is, if you give a man your cell phone number, you are basically saying, by law, please, at the soonest available convenience, send me a photograph of your penis. Now, I understand that...
That can't possibly be what the law says.
When you have given personal information out, such as a cell phone number. Now, Phil, I know I almost got beat to death by a very angry husband until I was able to turn this guy's head a little bit and say, wait a minute, you don't understand. She gave me her number.
And so you got her assaulted instead.
I didn't get anyone assaulted. I simply spoke the facts to the guy. That's all I said. I spoke the facts to this man, and I said, your wife, yes, gave me her phone number, and so I felt it was implied that I should...
Send her a photograph of your penis. You know, you said, Larry, early on...
Not that, I didn't say that, but that was part of the... I don't know.
You said early on. You said very, very early on in this broadcast. It's something every man does. It's something that every woman expects. It's something that everyone knows about. And yet I've had two women tonight say they've never heard of it. So,
well, hey, you know what, Phil? If you think people are honest on talk radio stations, the biggest liars I've ever known in my life.
All right, we'll take a break and come back with some of your phone calls here. We're talking with Larry Grover, the Brett Favre situation, and the picture of the penis through cyberspace. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Coming up, Margaret Gray will be talking with us about Courtney Cox and David Arquette and their split. In the football game this evening, the Minnesota Vikings were defeated by the New York Jets 29-20 at the Meadowlands. Brett Favre, though, threw for three touchdown passes. The first quarterback in NFL history to throw for 500 touchdowns in a career. And yet what has been dogging him the last few days is this texting some woman a photograph of his penis. We're talking with Larry Grover of Conservatives of Kern County. You're taking Brett Favre's side here, saying that every woman expects to see a photograph like this at one time or another. But you're also saying that it's a regular form of communication between men and women.
Regular form of communication between strangers, but when you know a woman...
Do you have to know a woman?
I think you're missing the point. You're asking how well. I'm telling you that when you get a phone number, if you're getting friendly, if she is a friend, a good friend, someone that you trust, someone you share a ride to... I'll give you an example. If you go to work with her, you ride to work with her. If you have lunch together... If she has shown you pictures of her family, if she... Sending the young lady a picture of your penis is almost an expected thing.
You haven't been intimate, you haven't had sex, you're not in a relationship, but if she's shown you pictures of her family, and you have lunch together, and you share rides to work together, then you make it sound like sending a picture of your penis to a woman is sort of just a nice touch.
No, it's not a nice touch. It's the next step. It's the next step. And you know what? You can ask me all the questions you want, but there isn't a man or a woman listening right now that doesn't know I'm telling the truth. My hand to God, and those last two women notwithstanding, and Brett Favre, I think, is being, if you'll pardon the expression, he's got it tied to a clothesline, and he's hanging by it right now.
877. I needed to dump that. Yeah. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Cookie in Boston on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Cookie.
Hi there. Larry.
Yes.
I never would want a good friend to send me a picture of their penis over the cell phone. I've never, ever called a radio talk show in my life, but I just heard the conversation that was going on.
I'm talking about just a normal form
just
of communication. You know that
you,
women
just,
want that.
Women want that? Just listen to
yes.
You sound like an idiot. I totally agree with the other two women, and I don't know where you get off coming across with the analogy.
Well,
of,
let me ask you a question. You know men have sent you pictures of their penises?
Never.
Yes.
Never.
Are you married?
Yes, I have been.
Well, and you're telling me your husband never did?
No.
Well, it also depends on the time. You know, we haven't had this kind of technology
no,
for very
you know
long.
What? I don't care what
she knows what I'm talking about. See, you
know
what
I don't
I'm
care
talking
what
about.
Kind of technology we have. It's not appropriate. It's not necessary.
It's not a... Are you telling me that a man that you were in love with and were intimate with and you thought was sexy and wonderful, if he sent you a picture of it...
Is that what this whole conversation's been about? That's not what this whole conversation's been about. It's about a stranger...
No, not at all.
Oh, it's not.
No, ma'am. I said if you've had lunch and you...
I've had lunch with a lot of men friends, and you know what? I don't want pictures of their penis sent to me over the cell phone. Not the least bit interested. It's distasteful.
Can I tell you something? And I mean this as a compliment.
Oh,
your name, Cookie. You know your name, Cookie, and the way you talk. You go, oh, pick me. You sound very sexy. All right.
Well, that's wonderful.
Right, let's just,
but
All right, so you sound sexy, and you've got a beautiful voice and a cute name. All right. And you don't understand why a man would want to send a picture of his penis to you.
No, I understand why.
What
I would
does that
want to
mean? What is that supposed to? Why? Because her name's Cookie?
What is wrong
I think
with
that
you?
It's an invitation. What is wrong with me?
Yeah. What is wrong with you?
You don't think your name is Cookie?
Where's your thinking? Where were you?
Cookie.
Yeah.
I find it very hard to believe that you don't have file folders loaded with pictures of penises in your phone.
You know what?
Because she has the name Cookie.
It's a very cute name.
I got the name Cookie because my mother died when I was 5 years old, and she gave it to me when I was probably one or two. So you know what? You're way offline. Okay? How's that one?
Your mother gave it to you after she died.
She gave it to me when I was 1 or 2 years old, and she died when I was 5.
She died, and then gave you the name Cookie.
No, she said she gave it to her when she was one.
Well, Cookie, can I tell you something? Most people get their name right when they're born. Wow.
You know what? You are an idiot.
You know what? Why would you say...
Well, she said she got her name when she's one. So right away I have to ask myself, who am I talking to here? Is this lady even understand what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
All right. I understand.
You're not making any sense. You got your name when you were one. I got my name, Larry, when I was born.
Lawrence.
No, Larry. That's the kind of name I got saddled with.
All right. Cookie, thank you very much. You got a very beautiful... What's your real name? I mean, your given name, your birth name.
None of your business. Good night.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much. So,
She's mad at you, too.
I think her
birth name is Larry.
Yeah, fine. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Maggie. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Larry Grover. Maggie?
Hello?
You're on the air, man. Go ahead.
My comment is to this gentleman is that
yes.
I've given out my cell phone number to tons of people. And
there
that
you go.
I have never had a gentleman...
Go.
Send me a picture of himself. It was never
my point exactly.
And they'd never have thought to do something like that. I have never gotten a picture.
But you were expecting one. That's your point, right?
No, I was never expecting one.
But wait, when you first told me, you said you've given your phone... Yeah?
If I wanted to see that, why would I want to see a picture of it?
Well, obviously, who knows? I mean, it's a form of endearment, something people put in
a form of endearment.
Scrapbook.
It's not a form of endearment. It's a slap at one's face.
Well, I can assure you that when a man... Yes?
You are implying
when a man does that,
technology, women have become more easy, and when they give you a cell phone number, that they expect a picture of what they might get. That is not a true statement.
All I'm saying is, you said that you have had the phone numbers of a great many people, and you've never gotten that picture, but you never said, I wasn't expecting one.
I did
and
say
so,
I was never expecting one. I did say I was never expecting one.
After the fact, yes.
Let's just take the lady at her word. She said she wasn't expecting one.
Well, maybe she'd given up.
No,
you see what I'm saying?
But technology, sir, you are implying, I don't know how archaic you are, but you are implying that by me giving my cell phone number out to someone, I'm expecting a picture. That is not a correct statement.
It is not, it's not a correct statement insofar as you are saying to the guy, send me a picture of your penis.
The woman wants to see that. They don't want to see a picture of it because they can go buy a magazine.
Yes. But they do want to see a picture of it as a way of putting it into a scrapbook or making a locket.
Sir,
not a locket, that's ridiculous.
Sir, but it's not a baby picture.
Well,
I don't
want to
carry
joke.
Around a scrapbook.
No, I understand that, ma'am. Let me ask you a question. You have pictures of your perhaps children or nieces and nephews. Well, why wouldn't I say to you, why do you have a picture of them when you could be with them? Well, that's a stupid thing to say. Of course you have a picture of them, because you want to be able to look fondly on it.
I live far away from them.
All right, and you may live far away from it.
Yeah.
I think we can take this woman's word when she says she's given her phone number out and she has never expected a man to send a picture of his penis to her.
Maybe, and I said to her, maybe she gave up hope.
No, I never gave up hope.
Because it hadn't happened.
All right, thank you. Thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL-PARKER. Go ahead, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
And I'm glad you're getting a laugh out of it.
Go ahead.
I wanted to give a male perspective. I'm really kind of surprised you would allow this gentleman to be on the line and talk as often as he is. I think it's ludicrous for anybody to think that if somebody gives out a phone number, a cell phone number, then that opens up the option for him to send a picture of his penis. If you have an intimate relationship with a woman and you're flirtatious, sending a picture of your penis is one thing, but to randomly have that option if somebody gives you a phone number so you can text and communicate, and to take that as an opportunity to send a lewd picture, and for him to feel that's perfectly normal, it's fine. It's probably against the law. I mean,
it's very much against the law.
Well, this gentleman that's talking, you may now be thinking to yourself, well, on the other hand, maybe I'll give it a shot. And that, to that extent, I would not want that to happen either, having never seen whether or not you're deformed or anything like that.
Phil Hendry.